Scott Goddard, this show is for you, buddy. The song is called You're Gonna Miss Me. You know, you have no idea, buddy, how much I'm gonna miss you. Welcome to a special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, trying to hold back the tears today. If you heard last week's show, you heard at the very end, a good friend of mine and a friend of the show, Scott Goddard, passed away. And I was a little choked up, and told myself I didn't want to do it on this show, but it's just something I can't avoid. He was such an amazing man, such an awesome friend. What can you say about Scott Goddard? Well, you could definitely say he was a true original, and thankfully he left peacefully when he left us on March 19th. Due to liver cancer. Scott was born July 9th, 1952 in Van Nuys. Scott lived many lives in his brief stay here on Earth. He was a surfer, a hippie, a punk rocker, a counselor, a born-again Christian, and a devoted family man. Scott also lived in Arcadia, California, as well as Chicago, but almost his entire life was spent in the San Fernando Valley. His affection and amusement at being a Valley guy is evident in his songs like Panic in Van Nuys, Hair Club for Men, and I'm a Valley. He sang for the surf punks, fronted his band Numb Nuts, and released several solo recordings like Your Fool, Cowpunk, 110 Billion, and You Break It, You Bought It. We love people who make us laugh, and we love Scott for his incredible sense of humor. His take on life was wacky and wonderful, with keen observations of our cultural craziness. He was a master of storytelling, jokes, silliness, and impeccable timing. Everyone who knew Scott will say he was the funniest guy they ever met. Some people say, Jay, why have you done the radio show for as long as you have? You don't get paid. That may be true, but I'm rich with memories and friendships that I have met throughout the years that I wouldn't trade for anything. You couldn't put a price on the memories that I have with Scott. And that's why I decided to put this tribute together today, because Scott used to come onto the show and it was always unpredictable. And putting the clips together for this show was definitely a joy, but it was also a roller coaster of emotion, laughing and crying at the same time. Coming to realize that I'm not going to see him again. So on the show today, we're going to have clips of Scott from the first time he was on the show, and a couple other appearances. Then I'm going to play for you the last interview Scott did on my show just before I moved to Vegas, which was June 19th of 2000. We're going to take a couple of calls from friends, family, and also put together my favorite top 8 Scott Goddard songs. I said it's going to be an emotional show. It's going to be an emotional show, but I also want it to be fun, and I want people to laugh and have a good time and remember Scott the way that I'm always going to remember him. So let's start the tribute with a rockin' tune that he wrote when he was with the Surf Punks. Here's Scott Goddard now with Tijuana Weekend.
Hey, where's the valley?
Chevy with a gnarly V8. Well, I only got 3 days, so I can't be late. Hey, you can be my baby if you know how to drive. Yeah, yeah, cause you gotta make it feel so alive. Tijuana weekend.
Valley time.
Valley time. Time for the Valley.
Yeah, I'm a Valley, and I go where I want.
Well, I like my girl, but what gets me off is cruising in my bed from the hotter and darker.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're doing a tribute to good friend Scott Goddard, who passed away last week. It was big shocking news for me and all of his friends. And we have one of his best friends on the phone right now. It's Joey Kamen. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a sad day, sad week, sad year. Scott Goddard passed away this past Sunday, which was March 19th, 2006, in Santa Barbara, California. He actually had liver cancer. Not a really happy subject to talk about, but Scott was one of the funniest people I've ever met, and I've met hundreds of professional comedians, and he was funnier than almost all of them, you know, in terms of making you laugh off stage. A lot of comedians are, you know, funny on stage, off stage, they can be boring and depressing and negative, and Scott was just one of the funniest people you could ever meet in your life, and it's a big loss in my life and a lot of people's lives and his family's lives, and but he did leave us a lot of laughter and a lot of great music, because as you guys know who are listening, Scott was in the surf punk.
Right.
And he also worked with people like Leon Russell, the Spinners, Mike Johnstone, Kim Fowley, Marilyn McLuhan, Billy Davis, Dennis Dragon, the Dickies, Danny Wilder. He also even worked with Art LeBeau, if you guys are all familiar with him, who's one of the legends of rock and roll. And Scott will be very much missed.
Yeah, he was funny. I mean, I remember the first time he came into the studio. I mean, you were there, and it was at Polestar Studios in Orange County, and I mean, I really had no idea what to expect. The album, You Break It, You Bought It, just come out. Olio was sponsoring my show, and they said, we have a guy you need to interview. He's really a lot of fun. And in that show, I still have it on CD, and we're playing clips of it throughout the show. And just a funny, funny guy. Just even going and having dinner with him was always a treat.
Yeah, especially when you were treating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He always did the. Oh, I left my wallet at home. But no, he was always just. I never knew what was going to happen when he was on the show, and it was just awesome, just amazing stuff. And it had been a while since he'd been on the show. The last time he was on was before I moved to Vegas, and that was June 19th. And
yeah, well, see, what a lot of people did not know is that for the last 3 years, Scott had liver cancer, and he didn't tell any of his close friends. I guess he didn't want to burden them or anything, so only the people that knew was his immediate family. And I got a call from his son on last Sunday morning, and he told me that, Joey, I just want to let you know that my dad passed away this morning. And I just completely lost it. I had no idea, and his son did not know that, you know, I didn't know. And so that must have been a weird call for him.
Yeah.
It was a weird call for me, because it just completely broke my heart.
And I got to say, it was a interesting call for me, because you had to do so much to find me.
Yeah.
And, you know, just getting the call and just the way it all came down, I mean, I was just speechless.
Yeah. But I'm really glad that you're, you know, contributing, you know, to his memory with the show and playing a lot of the funny stuff that he did on the show, and so people can remember him. And
I'll always remember him. Yeah.
You know, because even his song titles were hilarious, you know, Hair Club for Men, I'm a Valley.
Exactly. I mean, just funny stuff. I mean, you named some of the best ones. You know, of course, Many Mo and Jack, some good stuff. I mean,
yeah, because the album's called You Break It, You Bought It. It's just funny. He was just a funny guy.
Right.
And, as I said, we'll be. And he also, I don't know if you know this, what's that sound? Hello?
Hello?
Is the mic making noise?
No, I'm good over here.
Okay, I thought I kept hearing a noise in there. Scott counseled emotionally disturbed kids.
No, I never knew that.
Yeah, for 20 years. He was had a part-time work where he counseled a disturbed youth and, you know, helped turn their lives around. So he really did contribute while he was here on this planet.
Yeah, he, like I said, unbelievable man. And
yeah.
Just will definitely be missed, and I just spent the whole day when you told me, just in a silent, somber, listening to clips and just laughing and crying at the same time. I mean, it was just really a heartfelt, you know, thing that, you know.
Yeah, and if anybody listening too, I mean, you can contact Jay. I mean, they're also Art LeBeau just set up a college fund for his 8-year-old boy that he left behind. If anybody wants to contribute, whatever, I can contact Crazy J, and if anybody wants to donate any funds, any rich folks out there listening that was a fan of Scott's, that would be great. And we can get more information about that on your website, I assume.
Yeah, we'll definitely put that up so people can find it. Now you, I was unable to, make it to the funeral, and you said it was just unbelievable, just tons of people.
Yeah, hundreds of people showed up, and close friends, people I hadn't seen in a long time, and it was a sad, but it was also very nice to see all the people that got together, because there was a lot of laughs too.
Yes.
So that was nice, and I know he would appreciate that, people laughing in the middle of the. of the pastor talking, because Scott was just funny no matter what, no matter what situation, he always brought humor to it. So that was a real gift.
Yeah, awesome, man. And like I said, when I did the show, I ended my show last week, and I mentioned that he had passed, and now I said I was going to do the formal tribute, and I just got some people together that I want to come on and say a few things, and I mean, that's why you called in, and I appreciate it. But we have Big Lance that's, he's going to be calling in today, Scott's bodyguard. You've met him a couple of times.
Yeah.
You got to be on Scott's good side. You got to be on Big Lance's good side in order to get to Scott. So, he did his job very well. So, he'll be calling in, and of course, we've got Scott's grandma and, things like that. But I want to thank you, Joey, for, of course, getting a hold of me and telling me the news, and, we both... and along with so many others, are suffering a tremendous loss.
True.
But thank you. And do you have a favorite, like, Scott Goddard song?
I like when he sang the Johnny Cash, Get Rhythm.
Get Rhythm? I'm going to do that one for you right now, buddy.
Okay.
Get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a little rock and roll feeling down. Your bones, put taps on your toes and get real gone. Get a rhythm when you get the blues. A little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, and he's got the lowliest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a dirty corner of a windy street. When I ask him while he shined my shoes, how do you keep from getting them blues? When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, that's just a nickel or two, but a dozen billion dollars worth of good for you. Get a rhythm when you get the blues.
By Scott Goddard, found on the album You Break It, You Bought It. There are a few of those still available. Yeah, you can check it out at
CoolCDs.com, Olio Entertainment, and check it out there. I believe there's just a handful left. So if you want to get a hold of a Scott Goddard CD, one of the best ones, you break it, you bought it, contact Olio.com. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We are doing a special tribute show to the loss of my friend Scott Goddard. Scott was probably the one guest that I really bonded with. Put together the band Numb Nuts for him, did all the promotions for the band, and actually set up the dates where we were going to perform, and spent a lot of time just going over the tracks and just an amazing amount of time just off the air. I mean, he was an unbelievable person to hang out with because he was so fun. And the last time I did talk to him was just before Christmas of last year. And I noticed that he got real religious. He just talked about how he refound God and the word of Christ. And I never thought that maybe there was something wrong up until I found out he passed away. I'm going to miss Scott deeply, 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 as a friend and especially for someone that used to do the show. Now, it has been a while since Scott made an appearance on the show. The last known appearance was June 19th of 2000, before I picked up and moved the show to Las Vegas. But the first time Scott came on the show, it was 1994, the end of 1994, the start of 1995. We were going to do a countdown of the top 21 songs of the Crazy Jay Show. We set it up at Pulsar Studios in Fullerton, Fullerton, California. And Scott was going to come on and be my co-host and help me count down the songs. And this was the first time that I was ever going to meet him. Had no idea what he looked like, no idea what to expect. He brings his friend Joey along and a cast of characters. And this first clip is just one of the many clips you're going to hear today of Scott and Big Lance singing a song. They do a version, I've got to find it, of Two Triple Cheese, which is really funny. I do not believe it's this clip right here. However, this is Scott and Big Lance doing Scott's biggest song on the Crazy Jay Show, Two Triple Cheese. Check it out.
Continuing now with the top 21 countdown for 1995. And this next one comes to us from our good friend, Mr. Scott Goddard. That is S to the C to the O to the double T.
Wow, that's pretty urban.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, this is a song called Two Triple Cheese. It's on my album, You Break It, You Bought It.
You have an album?
The coolest album that's ever lived. It is rad. It is cool.
It rules! It rules! It's about breaking stuff. Yes, 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 yes!
Shut up, dumbass. Scott Goddard's album is the coolest it's ever been.
And he's got his guitar here. And he's going to do it for us live.
Oh, I am?
You like greasy eating and you want to feel good.
Yeah!
We got to keep going down to my neighborhood. We got this funky little shack, yeah, hamburger stand. They call it Burger World down on Lancashire. When you want to know the meanest of life, I say it's two triple cheeseburgers. I'd order fries.
Hey, Big Lance, what do you think? What's your favorite cheeseburger there at Burger World?
Burger World, I like them curly fries.
Yeah.
With cheese, chili cheese, ketchup, and an orange pop. They don't call it pop in California, but they call it pop other places.
Huh.
Maybe some great soda pop.
Onions, pickles, special secret sauce. Two triple cheese sides.
Oh, the fries.
Yeah, we're toast in the patties, only known to the boss.
Two triple cheese, I can't sing.
If you want to know the meaning to life, I say it's two triple cheeseburgers. Oh, the fries.
Fries.
Very good, Big Lance.
Man.
You know, you're doing a lot better than you've rehearsed this quite a bit, I think.
Yeah, I heard you played at least 50,000 times.
Yeah, he's been with me for years. For years.
Many years. We go way back.
Ivory. Oh, my hair. You know, I don't have any hair, but I brought my own hairdresser with me. It's Big Lance's sister, and he said if I don't.
Don't call me Miss Goddard sitting up here trying to act like she's straight, but we done heard all about you, girl.
Listen, what do you mean?
Him and
by that?
Oh, your manager, Miss J.
Yeah. No, I'm married. I have a wife and three beautiful girlfriends. I don't know what you're insinuating.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Manny, Moo, and Jack are your girlfriends.
Yeah, that's two triple cheese side order fries. Thank you, Big Lance. Thank you, Ivory.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Those clips are so funny, and just putting them together for the show, like I said, was such an emotional thing. You know, I was laughing and crying at the same time, and that show just never stopped. In fact, I remember just walking out because Joey and Big Lance and Grandma and Scott were just going at it, and I remember just walking out into the parking lot of Pulsar with the engineer at the time, Tom, and just holding our stomachs. We could not stop laughing. And it was like that every time Scott was around. Whether the mics were on or not, Scott got you in a good mood, and he got you to smile.
That is from the album You Break It, You Bought It.
You Break It, Dumbass, You Bought It.
Now, is that album actually still available, Scott?
Yeah, you can buy it at All Tower Records, and you can buy it at Virgin Mega Stores, and you can call, what is it, 1-800-COOL-CDs and order it.
Virgin.
That's right. And that's one thing I haven't seen in a long time, a Virgin Mega Superstore. But yeah, you can go down there and you can buy that, and I really need the money, so do that, because Big Lance takes 25% of everything I do.
That's right, y'all better
and
go
I
out
take
there.
20, so.
Yeah, so at least me with nothing.
All them college students and Jay's mama who's listening better go out and buy the album. It's a CD, and we ain't talking about no cross dresses neither.
There you go.
Well, this next song is number 17, and I think Big Lance can relate to it. It's about, you know, having to pee in that cup, you know. You have to pee in the cup when you
there you go. That is, like I said, from 1994 to 1995, Scott's first known appearance on the former Crazy J Show as we counted down the top 21 songs of that year. And, oh, man, I'm going to miss him so much. Scott Goddard, you are in my thoughts, man. And this tribute show is for you. Let's get back into making it rock. Rockin' Comedy Show. We're doing a special tribute here today for a good friend of the show, Scott Goddard, member of the Surf Punks, had his album, You Break It, You Bought It. He's been on the show a number of times, and, you know, he passed away of liver cancer, and it was really heartfelt with me and so many people, and people close to him, real close, like this next gentleman that's on the phone, is Scott's former bodyguard, Big Lance. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Crazy J? What's up, my brother?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been on the show. You know, I've just been chilling with all my bitches and hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Still living
life. You allowed to say that on the radio?
You can say whatever you want, Lance.
Can you say that? nasty words? Because you're on the internet, right?
Right.
So you can say whatever you want.
Right.
Can you say the F word?
You, if you want to.
And you'll play that?
I'll play it.
Motherfucker.
Well, that's the MF word, Big Lion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But you can still say that,
too. No, not you. I'm not going to swear because I'm calling you in regards to my former boss and one of the greatest men that ever lived, Mr. Scott Goddard. Also, y'all didn't know this, but his real name was Robert Scott Goddard.
Robert Scott Goddard.
Robert
right.
Scott Goddard, true original.
Yes. Are you still living life in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, Beverly Hills, living large. Living large, you know. I'm bodyguard to the stars.
Right.
You know?
But personally, you mainly just took care of Scott.
Yeah, I took care of Scott, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You never let anybody buy you.
No one bothered him. No one bothered him, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Do you have a favorite moment of being with Scott?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think we should talk about it on air. The man just passed. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to talk about any of that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, in respect.
Right, okay.
You know.
It was always a pleasure when you were on the show. You just
come thank
in.
You. You know, he's going to be greatly missed, you know, and I appreciate you, Jay, you know, doing all you've been doing for him and stuff.
Yeah, you know, you always push the album You Break It, You Bought It.
You Break It, You Bought It. That's what they should have that label on everything. You Break It, You Bought It. That should be on everything and every store.
You Break It, You Bought It. But it's a pleasure to have you on, and I know you're deeply going to miss him.
Oh, man, I got to hold back from crying right here, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I spent a big day doing that myself.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I'm just, there's no words I can really say. I just had a lot of love, a lot of respect for the man.
Right. Do you have a favorite Scott Goddard song?
That was a Two Triple Cheese. What's it called?
Yeah, you like that Two Triple Cheese.
Because they're my favorite food, man, burgers.
I think I'm not sure if I have it in the clips that I pulled.
Wait, it's on there. You Break It, You Bought It. You got that? You just play that.
Yeah, but I'm saying I have a recording. If I can find it, I have a recording of you and Scott actually singing that song together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Two Triple Cheese.
Yeah.
Order the fries.
That's right. And Big Lance, I want to thank you for calling in today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you very much. And everybody listening out there, and it's a worldwide audience, right?
Right.
So you get listeners from all over the world?
All over the world.
What's the most strangest country to listen to you?
I don't know if it's strange, but I do have two or three listeners in Ireland.
In Ireland?
In Ireland, yeah.
In Ireland? Damn. Well, the top of the morning to y'all, you motherfuckers.
And we're gonna play your favorite song, Two Triple Cheese.
Thanks, man.
If you like greasy eating and you want to feel good, you got to come on down to our neighborhood. It's just a funky little shack, yeah, hamburger stand. Underneath the freeway down at Parking Grand. Triple cheese side, order of fries. When I'm cruising in my Cadillac, I gotta have it bad. Two triple cheese side, order of fries. I'm gonna go on down to Dad's Burger Pad. Two triple cheese side, order of fries. Out comes the waitress with the gorgeous deep tea. Two triple cheese side, order of fries. Right in her hands, my favorite treat. Two triple cheese side, order of fries. If you wanna know where paradise lies.
Triple cheese side order of fries. Two triple cheese side order of fries. Two triple cheese side order of fries. Two triple cheese side order of fries. Yeah!
Secret sauce!
Two triple cheese side order triple cheese side order of fries. Two triple cheese side order of fries. Two triple cheese side order of fries. Two triple cheese side order of fries.
Go!
Two triple cheese side order of fries.
Coming out of it now. Here's number 15 on our countdown. It's a song I can take you after.
Oh, I know that one. Crazy? Crazy. That one? Crazy for feeling so lonely. You know that one, Big Lance? Crazy.
Nope. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy for your mama's booty.
Something like that. He does a nice version. What's this crazy sound like?
Well, this crazy has a lot of craziness in it. It's about a guy that's in love with a woman and he'll do anything to prove it, even killing judges and things like that.
I'd do that just for fun anyway.
I think they should make that mandatory.
Yeah.
Get out, kill a judge.
So here it is now, number 15 on our countdown. Tracy.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, a special tribute to my friend Scott Goddard, who passed away last week. We're taking a look at some of his great appearances on the show, playing some of his music, and taking calls. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J, and one of the first times, like I said, that Scott came on the show was for our Top 21 Countdown of 1994-1995, and that's one of those clips that you just heard. And we come back from playing the song, and this is where this next clip picks up. Here it is. Check it out.
Ouch, that bitch owe me money. I'm going to make her sing ouch even more when I catch Tracy's ass.
How much money does she owe you?
$1.50.
Okay. That's the Monopoly money?
Plus interest.
What's the interest on something like that?
About 75 cents.
Okay. Well, you know, Big Lance.
Now, how can people write you fan letters? Because I'm tired of answering.
Well, but if you're, if you want to send me a photo and a fan letter, Scott Goddard at 4916 Hazeltine Avenue, that's in Sherman Oaks, California, 91423. Send all your cards and letters to me. And they will be screened before they're open, so don't get any idea of the Unabombers out there or some one of these college kids that knows how to make weapons. Don't send them to me. Oh, you know,
send pictures of naked chicks.
That's right.
I want naked chicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or clean young boys. So,
he's a fat.
cool language, guys. My grandma just walked in the room.
Really?
Grandma?
Daddy?
Yeah.
You rat bastard! Mr. Big Shot doesn't call his grandmother no more. First he's in the Surf Punks, then he's in some other band I can't even say the name to, and now he's with his numbnuts. What the hell's wrong with you?
We can get into all that later, Grandma, okay? I just wanted to invite you down because your favorite band, we're going to play their song.
Numbnuts?
Not numbnuts. Jay will tell you. What's the next one on the chart? She's going to get excited.
I love Head Cheese.
You do love? Yeah. Head cheese are good. I saw you rocking out to them the other night.
No, the head cheese. You eat it. You spread it on bagels and crackers. Head cheese. Very good for you. Lots of cholesterol, but I like it. I'm old. I don't give a damn. What's this big Schrodz doing over here?
Hey, little lady, get out my way.
Shut up. This is Scott. Get the Schrodz away from me.
Man, said, oh, lady, don't call me no Schrodz. I don't even know what that means.
Shut up, please, God, help me with this big shot.
All right, let's just...
While they're arguing, let's play song number 14. Here is Postman from Hell.
Postman
by Joe
from Hell,
P.
Grandma.
Oh, Postman from Hell. Mike.
Yeah, it's just, it just never stopped. I mean, Joey came and provided the voice for Big Lance and Grandma, and every character that you would hear on the show was Joey Kamen, and he called in earlier today, and of course, he is a huge loss. He's known Scott for years, 20-something years, and it was just phenomenal to work with Joey, working that close, because even watching him do the voices, you could still picture in your mind this old woman, this big, humongous black guy, just so much fun. And the clip I'm going to play for you right now is actually Scott, Big Lance, and Grandma talking about the song Bone in Your Body by Head Cheese. That happened to be one of Scott Goddard's favorite Head Cheese songs, Bone in Your Body. And that's going to be the only non-Scott Goddard song I play today just because Scott loved that song so much. But here's the clip of us talking about it on the countdown. I'm going to play the song, and then another clip precedes the song. So check it out. It's really good. I think you'll like it.
It's the S to the C to the O to the double T.
What's that spell, Big Lance?
It spells Scott. Give me a Scott, punk.
You are listening to the Crazy J Top 21 Countdown for 1995. We left off with song number 13. We're going into number 12. It's a personal favorite of Scott's. It's once again Head Cheese. Here they are with
Head Cheese, Grandma, your favorite band.
I don't like Head Cheese. What? I want to hear some more Scott Goddard songs. Well, playing all this Head Cheese alternative crap. You play my grandson's music, and I'll put your head between my legs and squeeze so hard it'll pop your pimples, you big fat tub of lard.
Okay. Sorry, Grandma. She gets a little intense. You know, she's been drinking a little bit today. I think. I'm really sorry, Jay. I didn't mean it. Just Grandma, just sit down over there.
Give me some scotch.
Oh yeah, Lance. Thanks, big Lance.
Quit calling me a scotch, old lady.
Shut up, you big chap. I like you. You got a big penis?
Hey, you looking pretty good now.
Yeah. And speaking of penis, our next song is called "Bone in Your Body."
Bone in Your Body, Grandma.
Oh, that's more my style, sweetie. Let's hear the bone in my body. Bone in my ass. I want a bone in my body.
Right,
that was a song my father used to sing to me when I was a little girl growing up in New Jersey. Bone in your body.
Used to
bounce me on his lap and sing, bone in your body. He's an old bastard.
Where's my head cheese?
Cause I
please, Grandma?
Oh, it's a beautiful song. It should be the national anthem. Floating your body should be the national anthem.
Of what country would it be?
Bosnia.
Okay. All right, so where are we on this?
We're at song number 11.
You know, my son's been out in the lobby here, and he wants to introduce this next one, number 11, Dwarf Tossin.
What is it?
Dwarf Tossin. Remember we took you to the...
Remember
we took you to the Dwarf Tossin convention?
Dwarf Tossin?
Yeah.
You mean when they were throwing those fidgets around?
Yeah, midgets.
Midgets.
No, they call them midgets.
Oh, midgets.
Yeah. What did you think of that? Did you have fun?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. So...
That Chinese midget.
What did you think of... You heard my new album, You Break It, You Bought It.
You Break It, You Bought It is my dad's album. Anybody listening to should go buy my dad's album. His name is Scott Goddard. It's called You Break It, You Bought It. So all you dumbasses listening, buy You Break It, You
Scotty,
Bought It. Or
please.
Else you probably didn't even
you don't,
get
you
a
didn't
three
mean,
on your SAT.
You
go buy it.
You didn't mean to say call the people dumbass, did
no,
you?
No, I mean to call them stupid ass.
Okay, thanks.
Why they're in college.
So they can get smart, huh?
Right.
Okay. So they're getting smart. While they're getting smarter, we'll hear Dwarf Tossin by...
The Bouquet of Veal.
There you
so
go.
From 1994, 1995 again, that was our top 21 countdown where Scott Goddard and friends, as we like to bill that, came on the show. And that was the first time that he made his appearance. And the laughs just never stopped every time he came on the show. And... again, I am having such a hard time dealing with his loss. Again, the last time I spoke to him was just before Christmas. He talked about, you know, he's still doing music. And although he wasn't on the show, I did stay in touch with Scott quite a bit. He did come to Vegas a couple of times, and we did hang out. And he was just a great, great guy. And I'm still in shock that he's not here, and that's why we're doing the tribute show here today on the Rockin' Comedy Show, our regular scheduled program. We'll be back in about a week and a half or so. I'm going to take some time off after this show and, you know, just deal with it. It is my good friend Scott Goddard's tribute, and we're going to continue now with a song you can find on You Break It, You Bought It. It's called Concrete and Clay.
Okay. Country song. There
picture that I carry. One we made so long ago. When they asked me who's that in the picture, I say she's just a girl I used to know. Just a girl I used to run around with. Just a friend from long ago. Well, I don't talk about the night I cry without her. I say she's just a girl I used to know.
Hey, Big Lance, do you have a girl that you just think about sometimes?
I'm thinking about her right now.
Really? What was her name?
Jesse.
Jesse?
She had a guy's name, but her real name was Jessica.
Yeah, what did she do for them?
She worked in a cellular phone place.
Yeah. Was she good looking or what?
She was fine.
Uh-huh. What'd she look like?
She was white.
White chick, huh? Grandma, do you think that it's good for interracial dating? What do you think about that?
What do you think it are? OJ, a big lug?
Don't be calling me no OJ.
All right, let's get to this one.
I say that she's just an old friend now. Just a flame that's lost its glow. And I say her name has slipped my memory. I say she's just a girl I used to know.
And she's fine too.
Yeah, it's just a girl I used to spend some time with.
Did you score?
Just a friend, you know I did. Just a friend from long ago. Well, I don't talk about the night I cry without her. I say she's just a girl I used to know.
What'd you think, Grandma? Pretty good?
It was slamming!
Did you like it?
It was
we'll be right back.
is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Joining us on our phone line, it's our Scott Goddard tribute, is not just a friend, but someone who's really close to the man, Grandma.
Grandma.
How you doing, Grandma Goddard?
Terrible.
I understand.
Terrible. Terrible!
Well, you spend a lot of time partying with your grandson.
Well, that was something that I regret. You know, he was a good boy, took care of his friends, his family. He's going to be deeply missed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to stay on too long because I'm going to cry.
Exactly.
But I just wanted to come on the show and say hello to you because it's been a long time, the Crazy J. Michigan J. You know what Michigan means?
No, what does it mean?
Michigan is a Yiddish word. It means crazy. Michigan, you're Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan J.
And nothing was more crazier than when you guys were all on the show at the same time.
That's right.
We had Big Lance on. You remember Big Lance?
Oh, the Big Shotza. The Big Shotza.
Exactly. You still talk to him from time to time?
Nah, keep him away from me. I hold on to my pocketbook with like my life.
I thought you liked him.
I like him, but I don't trust him.
Well, that's okay. But I want to thank you so much for calling in, Grandma, because you were always so fun when he was on the show. He loved singing songs to you and all that stuff.
I know. He's going to be missed. He's a good boy. I don't know what else to say.
You used to love the Numbnuts.
Oh, the Numbnuts. The greatest band that ever lived. Them and Frank Sinatra was hotter than a pistol. Numbnuts and Frank Sinatra. Put those two together, you got it.
Well, Grandma, I know I don't want to keep you on, but do you have a favorite Scott Goddard tune?
I like them all. My grandson could do no harm.
So
you could play them all, as far as I'm concerned.
I think we're going to be ending up doing that today. But you have a personal favorite?
What did I like? The Hair Club for Men.
You like that song?
Yes.
Well, we're going to play that for you, Grandma, and I want to thank you for calling in today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dad.
Chicks and sting, but I know that just can't happen until I join the club and get my hair poppin' just like a macho shrub. I'm gonna join the hair club for men, and then I'll be happy, I'll feel good again. I'll get my eyes fixed, get my wrinkles all smooth. I'm totally plastic, but baby, I prove hair club for men. And if you see me again, just don't say nothing. If I got a young girl with me and it looks like I'm in for loving, cause she won't know that I'm as old as her dad. And if you say something, I'll hurt you real bad. I'm gonna join the hair club for men. It may seem pathetic, but it's the new trend. I'll buy me a suit, get my tattoos removed. I'll at least be a beamer that's bitchin' and new hair club for men.
To the new you.
I really
now,
that.
I
perfectly painless.
Perfectly painless.
It
hurts. Haircut for men. Sorry, I had to jump in there. I'm just dancing around in the studio and wiping tears off at the same time. It is our special tribute show to Scott Goddard, who passed away of liver cancer on March 19th, and he was a huge asset to the Crazy J Show, and it had been a while since he'd been on the show, but I never lost contact with that funny son of a bitch. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J, and in just a few minutes, we are going to play the last interview Scott Goddard ever did for the Crazy J Show, and I haven't heard this one since it was recorded. I just pulled it out of the vaults, and I'm pretty sure I was talking to Big Lance earlier that he did a song with Scott, the version of Two Triple Cheese. I believe it's on this interview. So this interview is really funny. I do remember it. I dusted it off. We're going to play it as a really nice way to just, you know, do this tribute up good. I miss the guy to death, and we're going to play one of my favorite songs from You Break It, You Bought It. Here's Scott now rocking it out with Manny, Moe, and Jay. Manny, Moe, and Jack. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. It is our tribute to Scott Goddard, dear, dear friend, who is definitely going to be missed. But right now, on our special tribute to Scott Goddard, we are going to fly back in time to June 19th of the year 2000. This was the last appearance Scott Goddard ever made on the Crazy J Show because I was moving the show to Las Vegas. And I haven't heard this show since the original air date, and I didn't even pull clips from this show because I knew we were going to play it in its entirety. So sit back for all you Scott Goddard fans, friends, loved ones. Get ready to enjoy it. Laugh and cry at the same time. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen here in the studio. Here it is, Scott Goddard and Friends from June 19th, 2000.
Oh, we had a lot of fun that day, let me tell you. But it's good to know that he's still around, he's still making music, and he's in the studio. Give it up for Scott Goddard.
Yeah, hey, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Jay, how's everything going?
Everything's fine, man.
I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I want to welcome you back to the show.
We brought, of course, we have with us Mr. Joey Kamen. Say hey, Joe.
Hi.
Okay, that's enough from Joey.
Joey can just go sit in the corner.
How did you get in here? Wait a minute, how did he get here?
What?
My former manager.
Raymond Winslow. Scott. I'm here to settle up, okay? I want them to know the true story of Mr. Scott Goddard.
Oh, no, I knew that I couldn't hide it forever.
Scott was originally in one of the original boy bands that I discovered in Tupelo, Mississippi in 72, okay? I'm just going to clear this up for you, Big J. I mean,
okay,
Crazy
thanks.
J, Big J, whatever. Okay, Scott was in a boy band, one of the original boy bands. It was called Scotty G and the Scott Tones, and it was Scotty Goddard, Eric Estrada, Clinton Howard, you know, Ronnie's little brother, who was the gentle band's play friend.
The ugly
and
guy?
Also, yes, and also Stone Phillips, formerly the Stone Temple Pilots, now 2020.
A lot of your information mixed up, because number one, we separated all many, many years ago.
But you were still in a boy band. Tell the truth.
Okay, I was in a boy band. I was a mere boy, but it's not like we were in sync or something.
No.
What was the name of the band?
Actually, it wasn't Scotty G and the Scott Tones.
What was it?
It was...
The Back...
Back Door Boys.
Yeah, that's right.
The Back Door Boys. I didn't want to say it because it was sort of unpolitically correct back in those days.
But it didn't mean the same connotations as a backdoor boy would be.
No,
it's more like the Doors, you know, I'm a backdoor man.
No, they would go into the back door because that was they were underage. That was the only way they could get in. But, you know, nowadays it would have some sort of gay connotation or something.
You're not gay, are you?
Of course not.
I know.
I'm a liberated being.
Okay, good. So, are you still mad about the way things
Well, happen? We do have our pending
lawsuit. Can you guys settle this later?
Okay.
We have a pending lawsuit.
You know, I would like, you know. In fact, let me get my bodyguard, Lance. Lance, get this guy out of here.
Hey, sissy boy, don't talk to me that way. Sissy boy, come on, get on out of here. Don't touch me, mister. Get your butt out the door, boy.
Easy now. Come on. I just meant you to escort him, not, you know, physically throw him out.
Yeah, well, he was like a little punk ass.
Okay.
Hey, Lance, welcome back to the show.
Yo, what's up, man? We on the internet or something?
Yeah.
What's that?
You should know all about computers.
WWW, you ever heard of that?
WWW, yeah, that's like the AAA.
Yeah. I think the only thing Big Lance knows about computers is how to steal them.
Don't be talking about that because I'm black. Always racist. He's a racist. He's a redneck. We're in some redneck town, too. Some California redneck-ass town.
This is not a redneck town. This is the home of Disneyland. This is Anaheim, California.
Redneck.
Okay. You say so.
So, Scott, for many that are listening now that don't know who Scott Goddard is. One, he's a lot of fun.
He sure is.
Two, he, you know, he had an album out at one point that we still play on the show.
Whatever happened to that guy?
And you were also a member of the Surf Punks.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like? How long were you with the Surf Punks?
Well, I was with the Surf Punks for 3 summers, I guess we would say. 3 years. And we toured and we had fun and we had lots of girls and smoked lots of weed and... I don't really remember much. Just come to think of it, it's sort of a blur.
Well, how did you get involved with them?
I actually was working for a video company in Burbank called Paradise Videos, which was owned by Leon Russell. And I was directing videos and making them into a video. And I said to them, you know, you guys have really captured the beach thing here, but there's more to it. There's also a valley scene. I don't know if you remember at the time, there was a big war between the valleys, the non-locals, and the beach locals. So I said, you need some songs that represent the valley and, you know, the people that go to the beach. Not the people that live at the beach, but people who visit the beach. So they said, write us some songs. So I wrote 3 songs for them. One was I'm a Valley. Another one was Tijuana Weekend. And a couple other ones. And I just became a part of the show, The Entourage.
Great. Going back to that. How old were you when you actually started playing music, you know, with guitars and stuff? Is that the only
instrument? I kind of got a late start. I didn't pick up a guitar until I was 24.
That's the only instrument you play?
I play drums and harmonica.
All right. Now, was the Surf Punks your first actual group that you were in? Besides the Backdoor Boys, but...
The Backdoor Boys was the first group I was in, but that was more of a party band, the Backdoor Boys, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
But, I worked with a band called the Dickies, who
who have since become sort of a big-time punk band. They're still around. They're like 50 years old. They're playing at the Warped Tour this year. They like live on their mom's couches and stuff. They're like 50 years old. And they're pretty cool. And I worked with the Dickies. And before that, I worked with Leon Russell. I wrote songs for him. But as far as being in bands, no, I was never in a band until the Surf Punks. But I had been written songs for lots of bands and produced lots of bands. I was an in-house producer for a local studio in L.A. So I just did a lot of that recording.
Well, it's been 5 years since you've done the show. We lifted the restraining order and said you could come back.
That's good. They let me back behind the orange curtain.
That's right.
That's right. Wait a second. You know what? I have my wardrobe person here, Ivory. Ivory, what is this shirt you picked out for me? This is not right.
It's some sort of greenish thing. What is the matter? You on radio. What do you give a damn?
Well, I want to look nice. You know.
Well, you always look nice, Scott.
Oh, thank you, Ivory. That's what. But could we get a little more, next time, a little more formal?
I will pink you up.
You'll pink me up?
I will pink you up, girl.
Girl? What do you mean, girl?
Well, you sort of girlish.
What do you mean?
It's a loving expression, Scott.
Okay, good. Is it my breasts, or what is it?
Well, you are a B cup, right?
All right. Thanks, Ivory. But what were you asking, Jay?
Have you wrote anything since your absence from the show?
Oh, yeah. I wrote a song for Madonna. She's never heard it, or she doesn't know who I am or anything, but I wrote it for her. And it's called I'm Kinda Like a Virgin. And then I've written a new song.
Can you do a little of it for us?
Oh, sure. I'm kind of like a virgin, inasmuch I've never had anal sex. I'm sort of like a virgin. Well, I don't know if you're going to be using that on the radio. Bleep, 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 bleep. I'm sort of, that's from my new album. Scott Goddard Sings the Songs of Madonna. It's called Mandonna. Scott Goddard is Mandonna. No, I wrote a new song. In fact, why don't you play it right here?
All right, which one is
it? It's called Oh My God, Your Pants Are on Fire. This was done with Danny Wilde of the Rembrandts producing, and we just sat there and made it up, and we had his kids come in, and he has a couple of kids. One, I think, was like 9 or 10 or something. They came in, and you'll hear them in the middle of the song go, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a great song, Pants on Fire.
Don't look now, your pants are on fire.
And there it is, brand new from Scott Goddard. I like that.
Thank you.
5 years in the making.
5 years in the making and one night in the recording. But I'm working on a lot of songs. I have so many, many songs to share with the general public.
Well, let's
but they just think they suck, you know?
I think you the best, man.
Ah, thank you. Lance is so good to me. You know where I met Lance was in jail.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my prison roommate.
Don't make it sound like I was rinsing your socks out or something.
You wasn't rinsing my socks.
I did some...
He was cleaning my drawers.
Hey, right, Lance. People get the wrong impression. You know, it all gets back to this backdoor boys thing, huh?
You well, see, they call him Scott G.
What does a G stand for?
Original Gangster. That's Man. Right. That's right. Scott G's the man. That's so any right. brothers out there listening, pick up the newest Scott G album.
Album?
CD.
Okay.
And where can they find that?
Well, they'll be finding it on your website, I would imagine, since you're the only guy with another copy.
Yeah, I have like 50 copies that will be given away while people are actually listening to the show today.
Yeah, well, they're going to want it.
Your previous album called You Break It, You Bought It.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Can you do something for us live?
Well, we want to hit with you. Any requests? Any requests from you?
How about Cow-Ho?
Cow-Ho? Well, now look over yonder. Tell me, what do I see? Can it be a special angel bell, especially for me? She's cowpunk. She's cowpunk. Whoa, that girl is way too tough. Take it, Lance.
She's cowpunk.
Yeah.
She's cowpunk.
Yeah.
That hoe is yeah. just too tough. Yeah, break it down.
Get funky. Hey, whoa. Whoa, was that your beeper?
No, man, I just heard a cellular
phone go off. I got honeys on the hip beeping me while I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Hang on.
It's his drug deal.
It's a drug deal. Hold on.
Hey, hold up, man. Oh, with his racist comments. I'm going to kick his ass. Can you swear on the internet?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then fuck you.
I only mess with you, Lance, because I like you
hey,
so much.
Hey, Lance, let's do your favorite song. If you like greasy eating and you want to feel good, you got to come on down to my neighborhood. Yeah. We got this funky little shack, yeah, hamburger stand. Underneath the freeway down on Lancashire. You say you want to know the meaning to life? I say it.
Two triple cheese and an order of fries.
Yeah. Hey, Lance, what kind of food do you like when you get a burger?
I like triple cheese, fries,
yeah.
Orange pop. Oh, they don't have pop out here. I'm from the East Coast. Same. Sodas.
Yeah.
Orange or grape. Grape soda. Grape soda. Triple cheese.
Yeah.
And some fries. And some... Yeah, break it down, boy. Hey, sing about them car people, man.
What?
Them car people, them three dudes.
Manny Moe and Jack?
Manny Moe and Jack. All them sounds
like... When you're on... I don't know. They all do sound the same, don't they? I don't even know it. No, I think... He wants to hear the car song. Can you play Manny Moe and Jack for him?
Sure.
All right. We'll play that for you, Lance.
Thank you.
Okay.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay here with you. This is a repeat interview as part of our tribute to Scott Goddard. This interview aired June 19th, 2000, and we already played Manny Moe and Jack just before the interview started, so I'm going to throw in another song from the album You Break It, You Bought It. This is a great rockin' tune called 10,000 Camaros.
When I get my Camaro, it will be jacked up in back. It shall be canary yellow. All the windows will be tinted black. I'll blast my stereo real loud. I'll have 15 3-inch speakers in the rear. We'll drive around, we'll act real tough. Then go home and drink some beer. I'll buy me some ripped up Levi's. My brother
I found three, they looked real good. We drove that yellow Camaro.
Given copies of that CD away?
Yeah, Jay stole them from the record company.
I was there and Jimmy DeLock. Lance taught me how to do that stuff.
Yes, he going with the racist comments and he a thief.
Yeah.
He a thief. Big old thief.
But then I got you some, so I'm not too
That's
bad.
Good. You're a good guy.
So since your last time on the show, you've gotten married.
I got married.
A new kid,
3-year-old little Stevie Wonder Goddard. He's just a great kid. He's very musical. He walks around the house humming and singing, and he said to his mother the other day, "Shh, I'm writing a song." That's pretty good.
Got the Goddard G.
Yeah.
Baby G
Goddard.
Baby G.
My other son, he's 13 years old now. He's in a band called Split Decision. Whoa. And they do like skate Blink 182 stuff. He plays drums. They're pretty good. He's in a band with Cameron Lewis, who is Jerry Lewis's grandson. And the kid is super funny. Super talented. Super talented guitar player. And he's actually really funny. He's a funny guy.
My guest today on the show is Scott Goddard. We're going to take a break. When we return, we'll be back with Scott. Get him to do some more
stuff.
Wait
a minute. I'm in the middle of a story and you're going to... What kind of thing is this? You're supposed to be my manager. What is this?
I thought I was thrown out of the studio.
No. Where were you? Get the hell out of here. Take a break.
We'll be back.
No breaks on this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show as our special tribute to Scott Goddard continues. We're going to play a song here, and then we'll get back in to the interview. Here is another song, Scott's, that always got me going. It's called Your Fool.
I got wise and played it cool.
Comedy Show. Crazy J with you. We're doing a tribute today to longtime friend Scott Goddard, who spent a lot of time on the Crazy J Show. And we spoke with Big Lance and Grandma and Joey Kamen on the phone now. Somebody that was never on the show but talked about a lot by his dad, Scotty Jr. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much.
I know it's not the best time to premiere you on the show, but your father was great, man.
He sure was, and he loved to play music until the end.
Yeah, and he used to talk about you and your band and your projects, and it was awesome. You know, good guy, and I got to say I'm privileged. I got to work with him and all that stuff.
Yeah, I can remember you working on music with him.
Yeah, we started the band Numb Nuts so we could go around and promote the album. And I remember the first time meeting you was at the apartment, and your dad made some just kick-ass spaghetti.
Yeah, that must have been when we were bachelors.
Yeah, there was no marriage in sight at that point. But it was good stuff. I remember briefly meeting you and just laughing. I mean, your dad was so funny. So, you know, it's an honor to meet him, and even more of an honor to have him as your father.
Yeah.
But, I try not to, you know, get you choked up or myself, but it was quite a shocking call the other day when I got it from Joey. Do you have any favorite songs that your dad did?
Well, my favorite was Cowpunk.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah. And another personal favorite in the later days was Junior as a Skinhead.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he often referred to you as Junior as a Skinhead. But you know, we've got tons of tape of your dad and Joey on the show, and you know, I'm glad I hung on to it and we're able to do the tribute, and I thank you so much for calling in, and I'll play Junior as a Skinhead for you.
All right, thank you, Jay.
And you take care, buddy.
All right. I will.
Bye.
Hey,
Love that song. Oh, it's good stuff. Junior is a skinhead. From the album You Break It, You Bought It, on our special tribute to Scott Goddard here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am Crazy J. And we're taking a look back at one of my good friends who used to entertain us on the show with lots of laughs and really good music. We're going to get back into the second half of the last interview, the last guest appearance Scott ever made on my show. In the first part, you heard a new song that he wrote called My Pants Are On Fire. You're going to hear another new song in this second half of the interview coming right up. Here it is, from June 19th, 2000, Scott Goddard and Friends, Part 2.
Do you have likes?
That's not it. This is it. Here it is.
It's Crazy J.
Oh, where the action is.
Camera, action.
Automatic, bolt action.
Hey, Jay, hold on a second, man. I got to get my driver in here. I don't know, he parked in a red zone or something.
Scott,
I see parking.
Can't you ever just come without an entourage of people?
I have to have friends. I have to pay people to be my friend and hang out with me. So let me see.
Then why did I have to pay you to do this?
Well, you know, it's just the way I am. I got to pay this guy. I got to pay that guy. I have a wife and four beautiful girls. Wait, here he comes down. Here comes my driver.
He's
a Chinese guy named
I'm not Chinese. I'm Thai. Don't confuse the two. Thailand don't like Chinese people.
Why? What's the bad? There's bad.
They bad people.
The Chinese are bad?
Chinese bad.
Why are they bad?
They just bad. Don't take my word for it. Don't get the whole 5,000 years for war. Talk about for you.
Did you understand a word he said?
You shut up. the police officer, he come out there to me. He say, you in red zone. I say, Scott G. Money tell me to park here.
I didn't say park in the red zone. I said stay out of the red zone.
Oh, I thought you tell me to park here.
No.
The red zone.
Just listen to me once in a while, would you?
I can understand you.
You can't understand me. Well, then, can you do you read English?
I can write. How can I get driver license?
Well, so I've seen you drive, and I was wondering how you got.
I got California DMV, very good to
where
me.
Did you go to the DMV, or was it off the? Was it a guy on the corner, representative of the DMV?
No, I go to DMV, take test, take me 5 times before I pass.
I believe that. And how did you finally pass?
I filled out form.
Oh, okay, good.
He had Big Lance forge it.
I had filled out form.
Was Big Lance with you when he came
Big
down?
Big Lance, you know, I don't like Big Lance.
Big Lance, is there a problem between you and Chang?
No,
Chong.
Hey, y'all don't make fun of my boy, but that's my boy Chong, you know, but sometimes he don't like because he smoked too much weed.
Don't you say I don't smoke no weed? I know.
Man, you smoke too much weed, man.
No, I don't smoke weed. It's high stick, you stupid Negro.
Be calling me no Negro.
Come on, all right, fellas, come on. We're trying to do a show here. All right, just move the car, Lance.
I'm a car, but you got to pay ticket. I not pay.
Okay, I'll pay the ticket. This is why.
$55.
Is this why?
I lost $5 on this trip. All right, yes, this is why you pay me. Because I have this big entourage, right? Have a big entourage?
Big entourage.
Okay, good.
That's why I got a limousine for you.
That's right.
Actually, it's station wagon.
It's like a limousine. Shh.
Now, I remember a time when Ivory used to be your hairdresser, but you've lost.
Well, I shaved my head, so it wasn't really more, and I quit shaving my body. So Ivory just now pertains mostly to my wardrobe and does some cooking, if you can call it cooking.
Mm-hmm. I also shave his head.
Yeah, she does, he does, she, whatever, it shaves my head.
I shave his head.
Uh-huh.
We use gel foam as opposed to the foamy foam. You know, the gel kind foams up nicer than the regular old Gillette stuff.
You know, normally I would stop him here, but so many people are shaving their heads today. I think that they might need some professional help.
Yes, if you shave in your head, you use gel. It foams up nicer than the actual foam type that comes out of the can.
Okay, thanks.
And for all the brothers out there, what you need to use is the kind that don't give you no bump. And you put it on there, and you use a blade, and it's
kind of
like...
What kind of blade?
It kind of...
Do you believe in the triple track or the Mach 3?
No, a butter knife.
A butter knife.
That's what you have to use to get it off.
Okay.
Because it eats away at the beard.
The beard?
The beard.
Okay. Oh, my God. I wonder
now,
why...
Now I know why you look the way you look.
I'm so
stressed out. Now I know why you look the way you look.
Just frazzled. I'll take long this goes on.
Yeah. I feel really bad for you. My guest today is Scott Goddard, and what fun it's fun. But we're out of time. No, I'm kidding.
See, now he's giving me the bum's rush.
Now, you have another new song.
Yes, I do. It's a flip side to Pants on Fire, and it is entitled, What is the Worst That Could Happen? It asks the question, what is the worst that could happen? What do you think of that, Ivory? What is the worst that could happen?
The worst could happen would be that you grow some hair.
I don't know what that means. I mean, put him back to
the
work.
The worst could happen. I don't know what could happen. It's a very good song for all them listening out there in the internet land. Just buy the stuff. Web on, click on, whatever you have to do, but just buy it.
Thank you, Ivy. That was very nice.
You're welcome.
All right, and here's your new song. What's it called?
What's it called? What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
That's right.
Those songs, once again, broadcast.
Crazy J on the cutting edge of pop music.
You know, I'm looking for a manager. Maybe Robert can, you know, manage
Robert?
Me.
Robert S. Goddard?
No, your old manager, the one you threw out. Maybe he'll be...
His name was Raymond.
Raymond.
Not Robert. Get your stuff together, Miss Crazy J.
Well, would you be willing to, like, manage me?
Get him in here. Raymond, come back. We're not mad.
Wait, man, I'm going to go get his ass.
Okay.
Okay, Scott. Well, Scott, we have a few minutes while they're gone.
Yes.
You remember the time that I managed you? And
It was a great time.
Those losers.
The losers, our band. They weren't losers. They were just wacky kids without a future.
That was fun, though, playing Orange County.
Yeah. Behind the orange curtain. We had some times. We had some laughs. We had some
It's blasts. Almost good enough to be a Behind the Music on VH1.
Almost. Behind VH1, Where Are They Now? Scott Goddard.
Scott Goddard and Numb Nuts.
They were actually a pretty good band. They just couldn't sing.
Well, I don't think it's that they couldn't sing. I just don't think they wanted
They
to.
Were afraid.
We don't want to sing novelty songs.
Well, I don't either, but... I don't either, but it's...
It's just something that happened.
Yeah, it just happened. I didn't choose this.
Oh,
deal.
Raymond's here.
Now sit down and don't say nothing, punk ass. Don't talk to me that way. Just sit down, man.
Hey, dude.
All right.
Just lighten up, man. Come on, we're on the radio.
We're on the radio.
Jay is looking for a manager.
Jay's looking for a manager?
Yeah, he.
Really?
I think he's on the cutting edge of something.
Cutting edge.
This internet thing, I believe, is going to take off.
Really? Internet?
Oh, yeah.
What are they, like four listeners?
Well, yeah. That's me.
But that's,
yeah.
That's more than I used to have.
That's right.
It was just before, it was my mom. Remember, Lance?
Remember you say that, Lance, that only his mama listens to this show and she's lying too?
I said that?
Yeah, you said.
I don't even remember.
Probably his mama listens. His mama tells him he's listening to the show, but she's probably lying.
I never said that.
No, but yeah. She bought Scott's album. So
she did?
Yeah.
Your mom bought. Oh, yeah. She's the one?
Yeah.
His mom bought the album.
I said, what the hell is that one?
Now, wait a minute.
She
I want
to. Give me a free one, but I'm like, no, you really need to go out and buy one.
Yeah. I would like to discuss management.
All right.
Now, would you be willing to give up 50% of your earnings?
Yeah, because I have no earnings.
He's 50% doing this for free.
50% of nothing.
Yes.
Sounds good. We'll have to get a contract.
Where, do you have a lawyer that you go to?
I have a lawyer.
Is he here with you?
He's in the car.
Is the attorney here with you? Could
the
you get him in
here?
Can we go get him?
What's his name? Mr. Schizoid.
His name is Robert Bob.
Robert Bob?
The lawyer?
Robert Bob.
Well, get him in here. I want to meet this guy. Is he right out there? Oh, here he is now.
Hey there, Scott.
Oh, this is Robert Bob, the attorney/auto mechanic.
Yes, right.
Oh, well.
I'm an attorney and an auto mechanic. Work on cars, trucks, and people's lives. You want it fixed, I'll fix it and help you get sued at the same time.
That's right. People fix their cars, why not fix their lives,
well, that's
too?
Right. You got to be an attorney. You got to have something to fall back on.
You mean if the mechanics don't work out, then you always can fall back on the attorney thing.
That's right. You know, a mechanic works more than the attorney, see, because there's too many damn attorneys, not enough mechanics.
Where are you? In Beverly Hills, are you?
No, I'm in Van Nuys.
Van Nuys. And what, have you been working on any big cases lately? Or?
Well, I got a limousine I worked on, and I also worked on a one of them 4x4s, SUVs.
Yeah.
One of them Hummers.
No, but I mean a Hummer, yeah, that's something else. But is there any legal cases you've been working on?
I worked on I knew a guy that was suing the Tasmanian devil, but they said they couldn't do nothing about it because he was a cartoon character. So, I mean, the judge just threw it right out. Said the Tasmanian devil spit on him. And I said, well, you can't, it's a cartoon character, you dumbass. And I don't even believe I got it to trial. Judge threw it right out.
Did you pick up any auto work from the experience? I mean, did the judge have anything that needed to be done?
I tried to. I hand out my cards in the courthouse there, and they just kind of said, you know, get the hell out of here.
Well, is there anything you could help Jay? I mean, maybe give Jay some advice on his career?
What kind of car you got, Jay?
No. Legal advice.
Legal advice? Get out the business.
Okay, there you go.
What kind of car you got?
You know, Scott, I have a surprise guest here.
Who's that?
She's pretty upset because... It's been a number of years since you've even talked to her or even called her.
Who's that?
It's your grandma.
Grandma. Grandma. What are you doing here? I thought I put you in the home.
You rat bastard.
Oh, no.
You rat bastard.
Oh, this is my life.
She paid me like $20 to come down here and see you.
Listen, Grandma, I know that the checks haven't been coming, but things have not been going well since Cowpunk. That was 20 years ago.
That was 20 years ago.
I know.
That's when you first put me in the home. Became a big shot. Put his grandmother in the home. Rat. Rat, what did I raise? Your mother is spinning in her grave, and she's alive.
She's still living. She's spinning. I'm
she's
sorry,
spinning.
Grandma.
Your mother's a spinner.
To say the truth, it's just that you're such a you're too controlling. You're always trying to tell me when to get up, what to eat, how to go. you know, I couldn't take it anymore. So, yeah, I put you in a home.
I want my medicine.
What medicine?
I want my medicine.
What kind is that?
I want my medicine.
Yeah, Jay, you shouldn't have brought
her
down.
I want my medicine.
She's judged with this. I want my medicine.
I want my medicine.
Okay, your medicine's going to be there in a second, Grandma. Lance, get her out of here.
I want my medicine.
Lance, grab her. Come on, man.
Come on, old lady.
Get your hands off me, Schlatzer. Schlatzer!
Hey, well, come on, old lady. Shut up.
Schlatzer!
Thank you. Don't bring her down here again, Jay.
Oh, I just, you know, she sent me a real nice letter and knew you were coming on. And
yeah, well.
She was like, come
she's
on.
She's a nice woman. You know, maybe she could introduce some songs or something. She actually was a DJ at one time. She worked with Lawrence Welk for a number of years.
Well, the last time she was here, she was, you know, out smoking pot. And
well, stuff. She is a swinging old grandma, I'll tell you that.
Can you do some more songs for us?
Yeah, sure. Maybe we could get Grandma back in here and maybe she could sing a little bit, because that'll calm her down.
Sing like a song Grandma would know.
Well, I know she's the life of the party, and without her, things here would die. But now don't you be fooled by her laughter. She has her sad times, she knows how to cry. She drinks and she talks.
Give me that boo.
Just a little too loud.
Shut up, get them all out of here.
And with her pride gone, she tags along with any old crowd.
I love
boys. Yes, I know I'm to blame, and I feel so ashamed that I made her the image of me.
You're my flesh and blood.
She was born in a little Polish town.
Right outside of Krakow.
She was simple and old-fashioned in some ways.
That's right.
But she met a man there that dragged her down.
Big, tall Schlatzer.
He was a Schlatzer?
Schlatzer in Poland.
Really? What was he doing?
Yeah. I don't know what he was doing there. Polish Schlatzer. One of the dumbest sons of bitches I ever met. That's why I married him.
Oh.
Is that why you're fond of Lance so much?
I love Lance.
Lance?
We tease each other, but he's a nice Schlatzer.
Does he ever come on to you or anything?
Nah, he's too young.
How old is Lance about?
You and Lance went out on a date when you guys did the show.
Get out of here!
You dated Lance. That's what Jay's telling me.
I'm telling you.
Did you sleep with Lance, Grandma?
Oh, that's disgusting. It's disgusting. He's a 6'5" Schlatz. I'm going to sleep with that?
Yeah.
He's flattened me.
Yeah.
I'm 5'1", 100 pounds. What do you think? Go out with a big Schlatz. I'm like, you're crazy. That was when I was younger.
That's
73. What do I mean with that? Big cockroach Schlatz. Yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, God. No one has more fun than we do, huh, Jay?
Oh. Oh, of course not.
Can you play me a song, little Scotty?
What's that?
Junior is a skinhead.
I don't even know, but I'll try. I don't even know. But you know what? Let's play it on. Let's have him play it off the CD. That way I don't have to work so hard. So why don't you introduce it? Junior is a skinhead.
Okay, this next song.
You just play it up.
My grandson
Scotty
wrote about his son, Scotty.
Grandma, wait. I heard he used to be a DJ. So maybe you can get a deal.
Okay, here we're going to go. We're going to rock and roll.
You're gonna rock.
Here we go. This next tune coming to you from the Crazy Jay Show is called Junior is a Skinhead by Scott Goddard, my grandson. And it was written about his grandson, his son, which is my great-grandson, Scotty Jr. And here it is, Junior is a Skinhead by Scott Goddard. Rock
good.
And roll. Let's do it.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm sorry, I'm all... It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. This is our special tribute to Scott Goddard, a real good friend of mine and of the show, who passed away. So we are doing our tribute this week for Scott Goddard. And we're taking a real quick break here because she wanted to hear Junior as a Skinhead on this interview, and we just played it just a few minutes ago. So we're going to get back into the interview here on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I got my medicine in the car.
All right, Junior is a skinhead.
There it is. From the album You Break It, You Bought It. We're giving them away every time you hear a song from that album played on today's show.
Wow.
All you have to do is email the Crazy J Show.
So if I email you, I can get all my records back.
I gave you a stack. I think that's a fair deal. I went in there with, you know, a little light.
Mission Impossible. Dun, 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 dun.
And every time you hear one of the songs from the album, you know, email us. It's the Crazy J Show
at
hotmail.com. And just send us your address so we can send Big Lance over. And
Big Lance will personally deliver each CD to you, right?
I will deliver each CD long as it's within a 50-mile radius of my house.
Where do you live?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills? That's kind of upscale neighborhood. When did you move up there?
You know I've been living
there. Well, he moves from house to house.
Yeah, but you said you were living in West L.A. You didn't see Beverly Hills.
I live in Beverly Hills now. I got me a sweet girl I'm living with.
Oh, so your Mac hand
is
strong.
Yeah, she's tied down to the bed.
Mac handed.
Are you, your pimp hand strong? You have a strong pimp hand, don't you, Lance?
Major, I'm with Zaza Gabor.
The bitch Zaza?
The bitch don't slap me. I slap that bitch.
Okay. So he's living with Zaza Gabor in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I think she's tied to the bed.
That's right.
Really?
That's the only way he's
going to know. You going to let him talk smack to you like that?
I'm going to have to smack his big ass in a minute.
With his pimp hand.
I'm a pimp J. I'm a pimp the Crazy J. I'm a pimp his ass. Put him up in a little dress in Santa Monica Boulevard and see how many hoes he get. There's some big old leather queens going to get his ass. He fuck with me, he going to be in prison.
You know, Lance is... Like I told you, I met the guy in jail. Okay, so that should tell you where he's coming from. He's not kidding.
Yeah, I thought you might be bringing Lance because he's your bodyguard. That's why I put up all my valuables.
Wait. He doesn't steal small-time stuff. I mean,
he better stop with these racist comments before I shove his mic up his ass. But he might like that.
I'm just kidding with you, Lance.
What?
I know, you all right, man. You all right.
Chang, what happened with the parking ticket?
It's Chang.
Chang.
It's Chang Chang. Don't tell me it's Chang Chang.
Oh, your first name is Chang. Your last name is
Chang. I'm from Thailand. No. I also speak Filipino.
You do?
What is it? Salamat.
What is
Salamat.
That means?
That means thank you. And I speak Thai. Bai hapon katri. That means get away, faggot. And I also can say yet kun and yet mea. You figure that out yourself. A very dirty word. Yet kun, yet mea.
Yet kun, yet mea.
You just said very bad word.
Very bad.
Oh, very bad word.
Send all hate mail to.
The car is okay. Now I move into green zone.
It's in the green zone? What is, isn't that something to do with like...
It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you can only be there 10 minutes, and you've been there 12 minutes. And I'm looking out the window. There's the parking guy again.
All right, I go away.
All right, go.
I go back.
You've got some problems.
Well, you know, they're good people. They work for pennies, basically. So
didn't
I keep
you write
them
a song about being in jail?
Yeah, it goes like this. No, actually, the way it goes, Jay, is... Here's the song that got me out of prison. It goes like this. Guard!
Does that sound familiar, Lance?
Clear.
Get me out of the jail.
Yeah.
Get me out of the jail. Get me out of the jail. Get me out of the jail. Bake me a file in a cookie. Bake me a file in a cookie. Bake me a file in a biscuit.
Bake me a ham with a gun inside and 12 and 6 chocolate chip cookies with a bullet in each one. Okay, sorry. You're good, Lance.
Rock on with your bad self.
Thank you, Lance.
Don't you have a country song?
Yeah, it goes like this. It's a tender little song. Well, there's cum stains on the pillow where she used to lay her head. I haven't really finished that. I'm just working on that right now.
Are you saying she spit it up?
Yeah. I thought you had another country song.
Oh, yeah. I want to eat your country cooking. That's the other one that I like so much.
Sort of a good song,
isn't
it?
You like that one?
Yes, right.
It's the lawyers back in here.
Get some more of that up there. Sing it again.
Go.
Wanna eat your cunt your cookie.
Woo!
Doggy. There you go. That's the countryside. Scott and Lance. All right. Oh, man.
So do you know any cover tunes?
Well, sure. Why don't you play something off the CD you're giving away? How about, you know, I really love Runnin' Bear. Play Runnin' Bear.
All right.